Harper Audio presents Handbook for Boys, a novel by Walter Dean Myers, read by Peter Francis James. Dear reader, I've lived long enough to see some of my childhood friends finish school, enjoy successful careers, and even retire. Others I've seen end up in jails or working far below what I had thought was their capacity. In looking at my friends and others, I wondered what factors had led to their success or had been missing from their lives. Some of the successes have been spectacular, but none have been as spectacular in my view as the failures. Speaking with young inmates is heartbreaking, especially when you see that they are often bright, articulate young people who should have done more with their lives. But if intelligence was not a major difference between success and failure, what was? Over the years, it became clear to me that people who did well were, almost without exception, actively involved in pursuing their dreams. Conversely, the people who failed most often were not involved in the process of effecting their own success. Many, in fact, did not even think they should have been involved. Success, they felt, was a thing of chance, more apt to happen to those who had what seemed to be natural advantages. There are teenagers who have fallen behind academically, don't see a way to catch up, and stop trying. They often adapt to a lesser lifestyle.